This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the double edge of variable worker exclusions under Obamacare. Part of the problem in understanding the real core issues with the Affordable Care Act and the way in which employers, especially those specializing in lower wage workforces, are jacking with the system is separating the ideological polemics from the facts in order to see whose ox is really being gored. For example, take a story in the Wall Street Journal about some Sodexo workers losing their company insurance because the company has classified them as variable workers. You might wonder what a variable worker is. Good question. Essentially, these workers are tweeners, not regular full-time, though sometimes they're working 40 hours or more a week, and not regular part-time, where they're working 20 or more hours, but folks whose schedules are, yes, you have it, variable. Seasonal workers at racetracks, amusement parks, and college campuses are all good examples, as are many hotel workers, unfortunately. Why is this important? Because, remember, the bright line test for mandatory coverage under the Affordable Care Act is a worker averaging 30 hours per week, and that's where we find the rub. Under the Act, the IRS allows a look-back period of up to a previous year in determining whether or not a worker made the 30-hour average by January 1st, 2015, to determine whether the company has to cover the worker. With me now? Without a doubt, Sodexo is a sucky company, and that's nothing new. With 125,000 workers in the U.S., the French-based global services company specialized in food service, janitorial, and similar contracts by cutting wages and displacing full-time workers. They warrant no sympathy from anyone and have been targets over the years of extensive union organizing campaigns launched by Unite HERE and SEIU. Acorn International partnered with these unions in researching worker conditions in Peru and India with our members there and found deplorable living and working conditions and numerous cases of wage theft. So let's be clear, there's no love lost. Nonetheless, Sodexo defends its reclassification of variable workers who will now lose access to its company policy by saying they will now be able to get access to benefits on the public exchanges in ways they couldn't have before, which is actually true. The worker whose story drives the journal Hangring says she was paying $69 per week for her and her company on the company plan for her husband on $296.70 per month. On exchange, she's now paying $231 per month. That's actually $65.70 less per month. The article doesn't say anything about her husband, but we're led to assume the comparison is apples to apples because the criticism included by the reporter is that she now has a high deductible plan. The journal is silent on what kind of plan Sodexo was offering, but trust me, it would be a miracle if Sodexo was not also offering a low premium, high deductible plan, since that's the way the vast majority of large, lower-waged employers have moved en masse in the wake of Obamacare. Furthermore, most of them were already there, so they didn't have to move far. They just had to get their usually crappy plans that very few chose under 9.5% of gross income for the workers, which pushed premiums down and deductibles up. Sodexo is claiming all their shenanigans on a net basis are costing the company material amounts of money, which in English means they're still whining. Who knows? And who knows as well whether these workers might actually be better off with Obamacare in terms of cost and coverage than staying on the Sodexo plan? Certainly this story provides the politics without the proofs. The only things we know for sure is that these workers need more hours and higher wages from Sodexo because that's the way the Sodexo business model works and the way these contracting outfits roll. The rest of the story on variable workers is a head-scratcher, with eeny, meeny, miny, moe being about as good as any way to tell if the workers' health care coverage is better with Sodexo or Obamacare. Although I guess the better bet is actually Obamacare rather than Sodexo. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.